Okay, well, God bless everyone, and welcome to the Skype Fellowship. And it's good to be back again. It's been a great week. We've had a few challenges with little Vinny, our grandson. He had bronchiolitis, for kids, not bronchitis, but bronchiolitis, they call it. And so he was in the hospital Saturday and Sunday, wouldn't it, love you?
Well, basically, when children get a cold, from a year onwards, they cope with it very well, because you can get them to cough, or you can get them to blow their nose. But in babies, you can't get them to blow their nose, so it just sits in their airways, and it can become a little problem. Well, Maya picked up this little cold from school, and unfortunately, little Vinny also contracted it, and we ministered to him, and because we'd only just come back from America, but unfortunately he went into hospital just to have to be monitored, because Leanne felt that his breathing wasn't very good. Great doctors, great nurses, they monitored him for over 24 hours, and then they released her from the hospital, saying basically it was just a cold, like a little flu-y symptoms, but because it's a baby, they call it bronchiolitis, because they can't physically shift the mucus themselves. So they did it with machinery, electronic machinery, and he's doing really, really well now. He still has a tiny little cough, which we've all had a little cough. I think Maya, she says, sharing is caring. Yeah. And she shared it with all of us. But we're all good, and the baby's doing really well. I even got smiles out of him today, which was lovely. So
yeah, I got smiles out before. Yeah,
okay, Granddad, okay.
Yeah, so, he's a little sweetheart, really, and but he's got this little cough now, hasn't he? But Leanne's done really well. She had a little bit of a meltdown, thinking she couldn't cope, but she's a great mum. I'm really proud of her. So we just encouraged her to continue to do what she's doing. But she's been up the last couple of days, so I think she said when she come back this morning, she said, oh, he's a lot better today, Dad. And I felt so much better after coming up here. She said, something changed. And I said, yeah, because you're with Mum and Dada. So,
and there's peace in our house.
Yeah, there's peace. And
great
so,
faith.
Which it just gives her a little break anyway, so that, you know, so she can have a little sleep and catch up on her rest. So they're doing good. And then again, Becky Jancy's had her baby. So congratulations, Becky and Jack, if you're listening to this. So I know their time's taken up. Bambi's flying. As we speak right now, she's coming out of Nicaragua and going back to, where is it, Philly, isn't it? Philadelphia. Or she's flying to Miami, I think.
Is she flying somewhere?
Yeah, and then I don't know with Nancy and Scott, but I know they usually visit this time, and they'll probably join later, maybe. But anyway, we got Bruce and Cindy, we got Anna and Pedro, we got Kim Hailey, we got Chrissy. We got Frank and Annie, so God bless you guys. Thank you for joining us tonight. It's a real blessing, and God is just a really great God. You know, no matter what's going on, we can go to him. And thank God, if you think that if we were unbelievers right now, where would we go? A lot of people are just destitute and sat in darkness, but we can go to the Most High God. We got direct access to him, and we can cast all our cares to him. We can give him our problems, knowing that we have the solution and the answers coming from him, and that he's with us and he will cause us to triumph. And so we just keep our eyes on God and just keep believing him and being led by his spirit, and do the things that he's working in our hearts. And as we do that, then the answers come, and it's just really great. So, okay, with that, would someone like to open up with a word of prayer?
Father God, I thank you that we're gathered here this evening to be able to hear testimonies, blessings, healings, and all sorts of great things, Lord, which we stand together, spiritually we link together across the sea or wherever, no distance is a problem. And just thank you, Lord, that we are in your midst and that you will surely bless us this evening. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. So, yeah, it's been a little bit of a tough time coming back. Obviously, we come back to all that stuff, and plus we're adjusting our body clock still, but it's the last couple of days have gone a lot better. So I'll be getting back on my teachers. I already got one in my heart that God's put there, which I should be doing that tomorrow. Kim's teaching tonight, so that'd be great. Great to listen to her, because we never speak. We only speak Thursday to Thursday because for fellowship. No, I'm only joking.
You're too funny, Lawrence.
Yeah, I know. So, and we got Jason here, and God's been doing stuff for Jason as well, and I'm sure he's been working in your life. So, what we do, we'll open it up to you guys on the internet. If there's anything in your heart you want to share, anything from the Word of God, the Scriptures you want to share, or if there's anything in your heart God's been putting on there you just want to share with us, go for it.
We would love to hear you.
Yeah, go for it.
Amen. Okay, it's me, Anna, and I'm going to share something. It's about we have God's Spirit, and He gave His love, so here in this earth we are the ones that can show that love. We are the ones that can love others, believers or other people, and it will make a difference in their lives. A few days ago, I have the opportunity to experience something and see that people were needing comfort, and so do I. So I know I can go to God, and He will comfort my heart, and as well the family. But people that do not have His Spirit, they suffer a lot. They suffer a lot, and they are full of emotions coming and going, and it's not good for their lives. And if we can give them, even if it is only a hug, it will be healing for their hearts. And it's so good that we can be God's hands and arms, and we can hold that people and love them and say something loving that will touch their hearts and comfort them. And this will make a difference in their lives, as it makes in ours when we receive it, God's Spirit, and we start seeing in our lives new things that He has for us, and how we are strong because we have His grace, and we are strong because we have His forgiveness. We can forgive people, we can love them, and in difficult moments we can forget all the crap that came from the past, and we can love them, and that is really important in their lives. So, but it's not only God's love. We can show people that God is merciful. Yeah. Sorry, I wasn't sure of the word.
Yeah.
And He is all forgiveness. He is desiring men and women and all to go to Him with a pure heart, without blame, without guilt, without just to be with Him and talk with Him, because He's never gonna accuse us of anything. He will just love us.
Yeah.
So this is the difference that we can make in this world. Well,
amen. That's beautiful. And that's it. We got the Spirit of God, like you said, and we can, when we move with God, when we allow Him to work in us and we respond to His prompting in our hearts to, you know, minister to the hearts and lives of others. And I was just looking at Matthew chapter 4, and in verse 13, well, we read it from verse 12, it says, "Now when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, He departed into Galilee." So we know that God, Jesus Christ was led by the Spirit of God. He always did the Father's will. And it says, "And leaving Nazareth, He came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the sea coast in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea beyond Jordan and Galilee of the Gentiles, the people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death light is sprung up. From that time Jesus began to preach, okay, and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So Jesus Christ, he carousoed, he declared God and made known God and deliverance and light. So when we speak God's word, then light springs up into people's lives, and that we can tell them about what Jesus Christ has accomplished and what's available now, and that they can receive the Spirit of God, and that they can come into the light, and they can come out of darkness, and they can be delivered, and they can be set on a course to walk with the Father and to live a life which is more and abundant from where they are. And that's the message we got to, you know, to preach. We preach Christ and what he done, what he accomplished, and that now they can have the Spirit of God, that they can come from darkness to light, from death to life, and that they can live in the power of God. And we really can live in the power of God no matter what circumstances we're in or facing or going through. We will come out victoriously as we keep our eyes on God. In Isaiah it says, you know, God will keep us in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. When we trust God, when whatever we're going through, you know, he's going to deliver us, and he's going to do it because we're trusting him to the point that we know we're going to walk in that freedom that he's already made available to us. Okay, that's great, Anna. Thanks for sharing. Anybody else?
Yeah, I was just listening to Hannah, and it reminds me of the 2 Corinthians, the entrance, the opening of 2 Corinthians. There's some of my favorite verses. There's in chapter 1, well, the verse 3 and 4 that says, blessed be the God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, which is great because it's plural, right? It's just not the mercies, mercies. And the God of all comfort. Amen. And that's a big thing. God is the God. He's also the Father. It means he's the halter. He made it. You know, it's from him. It's not from the world, not from our mind. Not. It's God who created, who made the mercies and the comfort. And verse 4 says, who comfort us in all our tribulation. There's nothing we can endure that God wouldn't take care of it and care of our hearts or bodies, whatever. And that's good because we learn with him how to overcome things and help others to overcome it.
Yeah.
Because the verse says that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we are ourselves are comfort of God. Those verses teach me a lot about, you know, loving people, but also love ourselves so that we can love others the way God loves us. If we love ourselves with God's love, of course, and then we can also love others, and that all comes from God. You know what Hannah was talking about comfort other people that don't have this consolation we have on God, but we have it and we can share it with others.
Amen, brother. Yeah, yeah. That word consolation is also comfort. And, you know, so we comfort people with the comfort that we've been comforted with by God. And, you know, so what we give people is God, that God in Christ in us. It's just really wonderful. And that other record in Corinthians where it says that there is no temptation taking you but such as is common to man. And God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted above that which you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape. So as we submit to God again, like he's the one that brings us out and sets us above, he makes us the head and not the tail. And I love that record also, Pedro, you know, in Corinthians, that, you know, God, he comforts us in all our pressures, in our mental pressures and the things that are trying to crush us, which they can't, you know, when we keep our eyes fixed on God.
Yep.
Amen, bro. Amen, brother. In the name of Jesus, as I said in Texas. There's a wonderful believer in Texas named Fred Davenport. He's the guy that I'm going to Africa with December the 27th. And he's a real Texan guy. Like, you know, he really speaks, all right, Lawrence, in the name of Jesus. So I do this with him, like, you know, and he laughs so much. because you said I do it really well.
Yeah.
He has a very strong accent.
Yeah, very strong Texan accent. But those guys are great over there. Anybody else?
I've been doing a little study on By Faith We Understand, Calling for Things That Are Not.
Yeah.
And I was looking, of course, Hebrews chapter 11, 1, that faith is the substance or the title deed or realization of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The confidence of things not seen. And we have to just tap into God's word and tap into his abundance, his provision, all he's made available to us. He's done it all. We have to act. Now, we know that God is the prime mover in all things, but if we tap into his resources and believe what he said and what is available to us as born again Christians, we can and shall receive all that is promised to us. The promise being, the hope being the expectation of a promise. And it was outlined to me when you say to somebody, a friend, let's build a house. Okay. How big? So you draw up the title, you draw up the blueprints, and you say, yeah, it's going to be our house. Well, it's not a house yet. It's a plan to be a house, and the future will come to pass. So quite often, you know, we say to somebody, I'll see you next Thursday, or we say it, we don't realize what they're calling for, things not yet seen. And with God and his word, we can do just that, and not, of course, confess what we see before us, but what we want to see come to pass, which may take a little time. But if we believe and not doubt in our hearts, we shall receive the things that we call for. Mm. So I think it's very inspiring, that, and it's boosted me quite a bit just recently. And I've listened to some teachings of Brother Katz on the internet, and he really reinforces that and brings it home. And it's just given me a lot of in-spirit action,
yeah,
inspiration, just by that that verse, faith.
Yeah, that's really great, Kim. I love Hebrews.
Oh.
And I mean, that is just so really powerful. You know, that faith is the confidence. I like that. You know, because you can use that word in different ways, but faith is the confidence of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Our faith tells us that we've already got what we desire. And also realize that, you know, if we're desiring something, we've got to be able to see it in the heart, you know, and that we can see it as already ours, even though we don't manifest it immediately. And when we do that, when we just trust God, like, you know, he's just trusting him in every situation, that he really is going to do for us. If he can create the heavens and the earth, he can create us and all the intricate details in our body, he can provide for us perfectly. And then he's given us all these great and precious promises that we can claim and make our own. Then, you know, God honors faith. Because it says in Hebrews 11:6, you know, without faith it's impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And that's the benefits. There's many benefits of God. And when we realize that God does really want us to be blessed, he wants us to prosper, he wants us to be in health, he wants us to have a great relationship with him, he wants us to utilize everything that he's given us. And he's given us his spirit, he's given us the promises in the scriptures that we can claim, they're ours. That's daddy's cookie jar. And we just need to reach up and take it. Take from his cookie jar. He's not saying no to us. And so God has supplied everything for us. And we're the ones to utilize what he's given. So he's done his part. And we respond in faith. He's a faith God. And so, and then we release our faith with words, our confession. And we also release our faith in our actions. So there's got to be corresponding action. So God gives that to us what to do. And when we know Romans 8:14, it says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God. So God is the one directing. He gives us the work. He gives us everything that we need so that we can live and move and have our being in Him, that we're not doing anything from our own flesh. We're not making any efforts of ourselves, any religious ideas or any methods, or, as Jason would say, formats. Because it's so easy to put formats. So we've got to do it this way. And I was speaking with someone, how many classes did Jesus Christ run to get people activated?
Zero.
He didn't. He gave them the words from the Father. He spoke into their life, and He also demonstrated in front of them. He was the one, all the way up to Matthew chapter 9, He was doing all the works. He was doing the preaching, the teaching, the healing, the ministering, the casting out devils. And he was showing by His life, not by classes, but He was showing them lifetime at that, how to walk with God and how to listen to God. And then He was teaching them to go to God, to, you know, expect from Him. And that's what each one of us can do. We can go to God and we can really expect from the Father. And so it's just really great encouragement. The more I go and look at the life of Jesus Christ, the more I could see that He was walking by the Spirit, He was talking by the Spirit, He was ministering with the power of God. He was also bringing to pass prophecies about Himself that the Scriptures said about Him. He was fulfilling prophecies like that prophecy I just read, actually, in Matthew chapter 4, that He fulfilled the Scripture as He was led by the Spirit. And we can do the same thing. So it's really, really wonderful stuff. And I was looking at Romans 10:17, where it says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And that word of is a preposition, and it can also mean the words from God. So, like, as God gives you the words, as He's inspiring you, that in spirit action, He gives you words for that situation and what's in front of you. And when you speak that word, that's spirit and life. Jesus said, the words I speak, they're spirit and they're life. And He spoke what the Father gave Him to speak, and He did what the Father showed Him to do, because He was always about, when we read in the beginning part, when He was a young man, He went to Jerusalem and He stayed there when His parents was going home. He stayed there, and, you know, His mother said, what are you doing? He said, don't you know I need to be about my Father's business? He was about the Father's business. He didn't have his own agenda or his own ideas, but he was doing what God showed him to do. And then all the way through to it is finished, he done the Father's business. He completed the work. And now he's sat down at the right hand side of God, and we are also sat there with him, because he done the work. There's nothing that we need to do to be to make ourselves righteous, because Christ has accomplished that for us. But all we do is believe. So it's all about the faith and the confidence and the trust and believing the good news of the gospel of Jesus concerning Jesus Christ. Really wonderful stuff, Kim. Anyone else?
That's he asked how long you're going to be on.
I don't know. How about Frank and Annie? Everything going all right there?
Yes, we are listening to what you are sharing, and personally I'm very blessed to hear about the Word of God, and that we have faith, and this faith and our vision, and just looking only to God, you know, looking to God, and you know that God can give you some desire and some action to do.
Yeah.
And we know that God wants all men to be saved, and we shared about Jesus Christ, who did the teaching and the healing, and that he never did classes, you know, and he just relied on God. And the dearest thing he had was the fellowship with his father, and we can do the same, you know, because he died for us, and he was identifying to us, for us to now be able to be to identify to Christ, to be as Christ. And I remember the word of God said that we are as he is.
Yeah.
And yes, we are very blessed to be able to rely on God, because as it was shared later that we can rely on something, you know, who can really help us and heal us and comfort us and really lead us to the best of life, of the life, because he wants us prosperity and strength and wisdom and love, and we have all in us, you know. And we've got also the manifestation of the Spirit, and the quality of the Spirit inside.
Amen.
That are from God. And we are very blessed by God, and we are worthy, and God really put us on his right hand. We are seated with Christ. And we have authority in this world, and it's the supernatural place that God placed us, and we just need to speak, and with authority and faith, as we began to speak about faith. And yes, we I was very blessed for all the sharings, and I'm very blessed to be able to think this word of God, and to rely on it, and knowing that God is able to do exceedingly above all that we ask or say, you know, or believe, you know, because God, we really in God's family, and when we pray in tongues, God is able to provide different things that God wants for someone in particular, and it's very we are very blessed.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you.
Merci beaucoup. Yes, that's right. You know, I was thinking about, you know, I'm so thankful for the scriptures, because it points us to how to live and walk with God. And so that, you know, that keeps us in the right location with God. So, you know, like just when we read Acts 10:38, for example, it says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, authority, dunamis, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And then if you think about also in Mark, it says that, you know, God was working with them, signs, miracles, and wonders following, God working with them. So it's like, you know, God has provided everything that we need so that we can really walk out on the authority of what Jesus Christ has done and made available, following that example. And so, you know, the scriptures help us to stay in the right location, but it's by the Spirit of God that we move. It's by the Spirit of God that we speak also. And God will bring to you his word, the scriptures, you know, what the scriptures say. And I'm starting to realize that bigger and bigger and bigger, that everything we say, that God is energized and will line up with the scripture, and we'll be in correspondence with it. So that's when we give people what God is putting in our hearts, when we're like witnessing or even in a fellowship setting like this, then the needs of the people will be met, and the sound doctrine, the right doctrine, will be given. Because if we're going to move forward with God to see these wonderful outreach and growth with signs, miracles and wonders for him, there has to be sound doctrine. If you think of the doctrine of the Pharisees, that put people in bondage. It didn't bring deliverance to anyone. In fact, it put people further into darkness, right? It led them away from God rather than to God in a relationship with the Father. But when Jesus Christ came, he put the record straight. And he did. He was a loving man. He walked with the love of the Father in his heart. He had love and compassion for people. He was energized and moved by God with these things. But he confronted the Pharisees. He confronted anything that was taking people away from the truth of who God is and what he is. He represented God as if God was walking the earth himself, right? He manifested the love and the quality of the heavenly, of our Heavenly Father. And we can do the same because we got the word and ministry of reconciliation. The ministry of reconciling that Jesus had, we've got. And we've got the Spirit of God. On the day of Pentecost, the church was born. They received the Spirit of God. And what happened? Peter stood up. And then he started to declare. God was working and energizing in him. And what did he declare? He declared what was written in the book of Joel. He said, this is what Joel writ. So God brought to his heart and his mind the records to establish what was happening in that particular moment. And then people's hearts were pierced. They were challenged. They repented. And 3,000 souls were added to the church because God was now had that direct connection and was working within his people to speak powerfully. And I was asking God, what kind of message, when these guys went, did they preach? I know they preached about concerning Jesus Christ. And God just got me to go to Acts chapter 7, which is a really wonderful record. And I'll just read you a little bit now, just for your consideration. And that's the other thing about having the Spirit of God, that we can discern truth from error. And we can know, and if someone is saying something, if it's right or wrong, we can judge it through the scriptures, and we can judge it by the Spirit of God. We can discern. So if we're being led by God, we won't be hoodwinked. And we understand that having the Spirit of God, we can understand the scripture, because it's God that opens up the scriptures to us. We don't just want a knowledge, an academic knowledge, but we want a spiritual understanding of what God is saying from the scriptures. And in Acts 7:1 it says, then said the high priest, are these things so? And he said, men, brethren, this is Stephen now, and he was filled with what? The Spirit of God. Stephen was on fire. And he said, men and brethren and fathers, hearken, the glory of God appeared unto our fathers. So now Stephen is speaking by the Spirit of God here, and he's given an account of the records of the people that stood before. And he says, the glory of God that appeared unto our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia, before he dwelt in Charan, and he said unto him, get thee out thy country and from thy kindred, and come into the land which I shall show thee. Then came he out of the land of the Chaldeans and dwelt in the Charan, and from thence, when his father was dead, he removed him into his land wherein ye now dwell. And he gave him none inheritance. So basically Stephen gave a great account of the patriarchs, the people before us, up until the present day. And he'd done that speaking by the Spirit of God. So God was working with him, and it actually, obviously, they were pricked to the heart. They stoned Stephen to death because of his boldness and his declaration right in their faces. And there was no fear. So, you know, what we give is what God has already recorded and what Jesus Christ accomplished. And, you know, we understand that when Paul, when he went to Thessalonica, what did he do? He went into the synagogue and he preached Christ, yeah? And he showed them from the scripture that this Messiah, this Jesus who you crucified, was Messiah. What did he preach to the Galatian church? They weren't Jews, were they? So he gave them the revelation of the mystery. He said, you began in the Spirit. He taught them the things pertaining unto Jesus Christ. So God is just kind of really putting this stuff together for me in my heart and mind to understand, so that we can not be limited just by knowledge. Because, you know, when we just got knowledge, we just give people information which they can just read from the Bible themselves. But it's the wisdom and understanding of God that he opens up the understanding of it, the word, to us, so that we can preach it and minister to people's hearts. So, yeah, that's what God's been working in my life and showing me lately. Kazzy, are you there? Chrissy, I mean. Chrissy, not Kazzy. Okay, anything you want to share, Jason?
Hello.
Oh,
hello.
Hi, Chrissy. Is there anything you want to share? Love, Jason, to share after you.
Actually, no, not really.
You okay?
I don't have much prepared. I'm doing okay. The one thing I thought of, I just wanted to give you and Kim a word of thanks for your ministry, and it's been such a blessing. A privilege to be a part of this fellowship, so I'm really thankful
to
be on with you today.
Well, thank you, Chrissy, and thanks for everyone joining with us, because we are the one body of Christ and we need each other, and it's all by the mercy and grace of God. And, you know, he just wants us to be blessed, and he wants us to encourage, he wants us to minister to one another. And so, you know, it's just great that you're there. We know you're there. We pray for all you guys every day, and we're very thankful to God, and we need each other. And just that trip we done to the US showed me how much, you know, we need to be with one another. It's the fellowship of the believers also that is needed. And I was really thinking, Europe's been on my heart big time. You know, we need to get into the momentum of God. I'm going to be teaching this tomorrow. But really, we need to get a momentum going with God and get into his momentum. It's not that we start one, but he's already began one. And as we continue in that leading with God, then the things will build and grow. And I'm really desiring to see great outreach in Europe. There's too much division and too many people being apart, and a lot of it's down to fear. You know, or someone says this, or they don't agree with that, what you said. And that's fear. God has not given any of us a spirit of fear, but he's given us power, love, and a sound mind. He's given us his scriptures. He's given us the Holy Spirit. We can discern truth from error, and we can walk in love, and we can encourage one another. None of us have got everything right, but as the body of Christ, we can start to see what God wants us to do, and we can start moving in God's momentum and flow, and we can really encourage, we can have something great going on there, and we can really spread and move out. We can see multiplication, we can see growth, we can see laborers coming, and you know, we need to desire that. We need to see it in our minds, and then we give that desire to God. And then we pray for laborers. And as we do the things God is showing us, he will bring those laborers. He will bring people from darkness to light, people that will move with him. Otherwise, we're just stuck doing the same thing year in, year out, month in and month out. And God really wants us to be fruitful. And when we get into line with his heart, we can be very fruitful. We cannot produce fruit of ourselves. But when we're led by the Spirit of God, the first fruit is produced in us, the fruits of the Spirit, the love, the joy, the peace, the long-suffering, the temperance, the meekness, the faith. But when we move together, God bless you, Scott. When we move together, God bless you, brother. When we move together as one body, when we got the same heart and desire that God is working in you, he's working in me, and he's bringing us together. And then, so, like, for me, the great example of outreach and growth is India and Nepal. And I know there's other places, but particularly India and Nepal, because I've been to India and Nepal. I was there in the beginning when the things weren't so big. I went to Nepal when there was like 15 believers, the work had just begun. Now there's hundreds of thousands. And, you know, like we see on the Facebook, there's 10,000 people at a fellowship. So these guys didn't have Bibles, did they? But they were instructed to move with God, and they could learn from what they were being taught. A lot of these people are illiterate, but they're moving with God. They're humble and meek to move. And we can have the same here in Europe, and we're going to have the same. I believe with all my heart we're going to see this happen in our countries, and we're going to move together with the like-minded people. God is raising up his people that are going to believe him and be led by him. And so I'm just being really encouraged right now by God, and it's from our relationship with the Father, praying, desiring, seeking, looking at the scriptures, seeing what God is leading us and showing by the scriptures, looking at other people that are moving in the momentum with God. And when we decide that that's what we want, regardless of our circumstances, when we desire what God wants, when we say, Father, give me what you want me to do in my life, what do you have planned for me, that's where I want to move, that's where I want to be, he will lead you into it. And it's just having a humble and meek heart and not freaking out because someone might say something that we don't agree with, but to really ask the Father, is this right, is this correct? You need to open up the eyes of my understanding if I'm not seeing this. And so, and when we do that with a humble and meek heart, God is able to take a veil off our eyes. I mean, the scriptures also say even when we read people go to the law, you know, the Old Testament, that there's a veil upon the heart. But when we go to the Old Testament scriptures with the understanding it's concerning Jesus Christ, then the veil's lifted off. So God has just been teaching me these things, and obviously I got a lot more to learn, but I know and I'm expecting great things to happen. I don't know how God's going to do it in Europe and in UK like he's doing it in other places like India and Nepal, for example. That's the example I can use because that's the example I've seen the growth and the outreach. But I know God's going to do it, and all he needs is willing hearts. And when our hearts are willing to do what God shows us, then we're going to see great outreach. We really will. And it will happen quickly. It's not going to take years and years and years. It will happen quickly. So anyway, Scott, God bless you, brother. Is there anything you want to share, mate?
Hey, God bless. Yeah, about a week ago, we lost an hour, so I'm not sure if... about the end of the fellowship, we had our daylight savings time. What time is it over there?
It's 3 minutes to 9 o'clock.
Now. Ours went back a week before yours, Scott.
Okay. So am I an hour behind?
I was saying now, but ours went back a week before yours did. So. And somebody told me when we were in America, because our clocks in England went back an hour, I think at the end of October, and I think yours came the following weekend, and I said, oh, so why do they do that? Why didn't the clocks go back at the same time? And it's something to do with your Halloween. It makes the nights lighter for the children or something. That's why yours goes back a week later. That's what I was told.
Yeah, well, usually I sign on around 4 o'clock my time, which is, right now it's 3:59, four, which is 8 o'clock. Well, in the past it was 8 o'clock Greenwich time, which is the time that you start your fellowship. And I just realized, I didn't know if there was a change in an hour, you've been on for an hour or if you're just starting.
So basically then our fellowship will start at 3 o'clock your time.
3, 4, 5. Is that correct? 7, 8. No, because we're only 5 hours apart, aren't we now? Because their clocks went back a week after ours.
I don't know, Doris.
Yeah. All right. I'll make note of that. It's time is it Greenwich Mean Time right now? It should be about 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock now.
Oh, okay. So next time I'll make note of that. I hopped on at 4 here thinking it was 8 o'clock Greenwich time. And in reality, it's an hour past that. But I'll make note of that for the future. And Just by habit, I popped on at 4 o'clock my time.
I missed you, bro, actually. We've missed you.
I miss you guys. When you guys coming back here.
Well, do you know
come
what?
On back.
as soon as an open door opens, we'd be back, that's for sure. And I said to Kim, I want to do a week in New York and maybe a couple of days on our own and then hook up with you and your mum. But I don't know when that will happen. We've got to believe God for all that stuff. But I believe December.
Waiting here with open arms when you do.
It was a real blessing
just having you here. And it was also just a great opportunity to, when we had that meet and greet, see other believers who I hadn't seen in a long time.
Oh, wow.
So it was just a great opportunity not just to see not just to see you and Kim only, but the whole body together.
Yeah.
It was great that event
to see Maria.
That's what it's all about, bringing people together and not being fragmented and when the body's all together like that. That was just such a blessing having you and Kim here and having you have the opportunity to meet some of the other believers in the area here. So it was really great.
Yeah, I was really blessed with the fellowship. And, the whole trip was an amazing trip. And God built my vision and Kim's vision. We could see that we could really honestly see our ministries when we went. And we didn't go expecting that. We just went to, we knew that God sent us to fellowship and to see the people that we love and we desire to see. But we knew that there's always a purpose with God when we go. And he really built our vision. And, because a lot of people showed us a lot of respect. And I was so surprised. And I was so thankful to God because it built our confidence to be more bold in our declaration of what God is working in our hearts. And I could see that God is the one that is bringing his people together. He's bringing his people. God is the one that's going to do it. And the ones that respond, then they're going to get into that momentum with God. And I got something, God has worked something in my heart, which I'm going to teach tomorrow. And, and I already shared a little bit of what I'm going to be teaching, but God is bringing his people together to move with momentum. And it's not our momentum, it's God's momentum. And he showed me a vision when I was in at the camp in Georgia. And the vision that he showed me only lasted for about 5 to 10 seconds. And there was 3 girls worshipping God. And they were singing, and the Bloomer girls, it was one of the believer's daughters. And they were powerful. I mean, they really did worship God. And as my eyes were closed, I just seen a vision of the Spirit of God. It was going around in a circle, and I could actually see through it, and it was moving around, and there was believers on the outside and believers on the inside. And the believers on the outside of this Spirit, they're born again of the Spirit of God, but they weren't in the blessings. They weren't moving with the momentum of God, and the believers on the inside were, and they were blessed. And then they stopped the worship song, and then that vision stopped. But no sooner had they stopped, they asked everyone to form an inner circle and an outer circle, just like in the vision that God just gave me before that. So I knew God was communicating something to me. And then what we done was they asked people to face each other and then just to speak what God put in their heart, like a prophecy into someone's life. And there was a lot of deliverance. And then they asked us to move to the left on to the next person and so on. So this was very powerful, and it was really inspired of God. And I think if God didn't show me that little vision before, I would have been a little bit weird about it. But then I understood that God was doing something. And God is unlimited in how he can communicate to us and show us something. So I know that this trip to the USA for me and Kim has had a powerful effect on our lives and on our ministry. And I know something new is going to begin, and it's already began, but I don't know what shape or form it's going to take, but that's God's business. We just got to be led by him.
Yeah, well, I know what you just said. It sounds like you saw some really just tremendous things and great miracles and great examples of God at work and the believers down in Texas. I've met a few of them.
Yeah,
I know Tom West is down there and a few others. They're just tremendous people and these great believers. So I'm just so happy that you and Kim were blessed by your trip, and we that was just such a great time in New York that we had together and got to great time of fellowship together. So
it was brilliant.
Yeah, I can't wait until you come back.
Yeah, I've been watching the video, the music, the little music video I put together, and I love it when it gets to the New York part. You know, and there's a picture of you looking up at the buildings. It was quite neat, actually. So,
yeah,
it was.
Next time we're gonna have to get up that to the top of that Freedom Tower.
I'll stay at the bottom and wave at you.
Yeah,
all
me,
right?
Me and you, Scott, we will go up in that tower. All right, and we'll give this desire to God. And believe me, we'll have Jason with us and a few others, and we can make something of it, you know. And but we just give it to God.
Hey. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, that'd be great to have everybody. Sure.
Yeah, it'd be cool, wouldn't it? All right, yeah. Jace, would you like to share, mate, what was in your heart?
Well, there's tons of stuff in my heart. hi, everyone. God bless you all. I keep saying it, God's never on strike, and he really never is. But he always has this way of blowing my mind, no matter how used to God I am. Every time I see him do something, it just blows my cookie. It really does. And, well, we know Satan wants to sift us as wheat, don't we? He doesn't want us having that word of God in our minds and in our hearts. And God's been showing me some various different things in the scriptures.
And I said, God bless.
I like Joshua 1, 8, where God wants us to meditate on the things he wants us to meditate on in his word. And he showed sent me to Psalms 1:1-3, and it lines up with it as well. It just blew my cookie. And Galatians 5:1, we stand fast in the liberty where Christ made us free. It's funny because everybody's talking tonight. God was showing me the love. And in fact, just today I was thinking, we love the Lord our God. Last night is what was our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And we love our neighbour as ourselves. And we're doing those two things, it covers all the whole commandments and the law and the prophets, that all the whole nine yards, everything hangs on those two commandments. So if we're doing those things, we're going to be treating others the way we want to be treated. And it's funny I forget who it was saying earlier about hugging someone. It didn't have to be a believer. It could be a believer, it could be an unbeliever, it doesn't matter, because it's still showing the love of God. And I was like cleaning my windows today, and I was face to face with a woman that, well, two times ago when we had a conversation, it wasn't pleasant. And yeah, she was ill, and I'd called at a time she didn't really want me calling to collect the money, and she ran and raved at me like a... And I thought, okay. I kind of walked away, and you know, sometimes things agitate you on the inside, and you think, what the? But as I'm walking away, it's a fight between the five senses, carnal mind, and the spiritual mind. And I got two choices. I can either be disgruntled and peed off about it, and oh, blood, who's she to talk to me? And I could do that, or I could switch it and say, Father, thank you for taking care of her and blessing her, because she's going for her time. And she did, she had flu. And I thought, well, some people don't react in the best way when they got something wrong with them. So, anyway, I came to her house this time. We hadn't had a real conversation since then, actually. I've only seen her once since. And as she came to the door after I'd finished the windows, I said, how are you keeping? You all right? And it just sparked off a conversation. And she was smiling. And it wasn't a physical hug, it was a spiritual hug. It was a verbal hug. And a lot, you know, many people are lost out there. And I know she believes in God, but in a kind of once a year religious kind of way. But whatever, whatever it means to her is what it means to her. It's her free will choice. I'm not to judge whether I think is the right way or the wrong way, but I can still love her. I can still bless her. I can still encourage her. And I we're talking about driving. I've been having driving lessons, so we're having a little chat about that for a bit. And then I showed her a picture of me and Lawrence lurking about in Sainsbury's the other day. With these, you know,
Father Christmas.
Yeah, Father Christmas hat and beard and moustache and stuff, and she was in stitches. But it's funny because she said, oh, you've got to have some fun. And I said, yeah, absolutely, you've got to be yourself in life. And that's what it's all about. And are we showing people a religious format? Sorry, I use that word format. I do, I'm sorry. But are we showing them a religious format, a legalistic system, or are we showing them the freedom we've got in Christ Jesus and the individuals that we've been called to be? Even though we're part of a collective body, and God showed me something neat about the body the other day as well. Everyone members one of another, it says in Romans. And I said to God, what does that mean? We member one of another. Because we're members of the body of Christ already, but what does that mean? And I'm looking it up and trying to find out the right meaning of that word, members one of another. And it just came to my mind, the functioning. We've all got a function. And, yeah, we can all go out and love people as well. That's the biggest function. When we're out and about in our time, whatever we're doing, whether we're at work or at play. But then when we come together as a body, or even times someone might come to your heart that's in the body of Christ, then God might need something doing that person needs done. And it's crazy because it brought to my mind about the human body all over again. God showed me this several times over the years and added bits and pieces to it. And it really is just like the way the human body is knit together. We can't figure it out, but God can. Mm. And only he can figure out how the body of Christ is knit together and fits. Each person has a function. And my function is not going to be the same as Lawrence's function. But it's really neat. God showed me a whole mind picture on this. And I wrote a whole load of stuff down. And to help me understand it more clearly, it's like, just recently I bought a television, and I haven't had a TV for a long time in my home. My computer packed up as well, so I've been using a mobile phone. I bought a laptop this year, but it's small and I need a bigger screen. So of course Lawrence's son-in-law Nick he works at a place that distributes televisions and all sorts, doesn't he? So I managed, praise God, because Nick sorted me out with a good deal that he'd have sorted Lawrence out with as well. All completely legitimate. But what Nick does is he buys televisions off of his boss if they're defective and they can't be sold for full retail price. There might be nothing wrong with them as such. In my case, it's just a faint line down the screen, but you already...
Yeah, they're just refurbished ones, yeah.
Yeah, you don't really notice it. So and it was dirt cheap, and I thought, perfect. It's a brand spanking new TV. It's a smart TV, and it doubles up into a computer monitor. So I can hook it up with my laptop with a HDMI cable, right? And I was just thinking about this, and I thought, wow. So the laptop and the smart TV, this TV is designed to be able to operate as a monitor screen if it needs to, but otherwise I can watch telly if I want on it, right? I can connect up a DVD player and do this, that and the other with it. I might not be able to do that with the laptop or the mobile phone or something like this. So I got this smartphone, mobile phone, I got this laptop, and I got this TV. They are all brilliant in what they do, but they all function differently at the same time. I can't do the same things with my smartphone as I can do a lot of the things on my laptop. I got this proper keyboard with the laptop, but on the smartphone it's tapping the screen. Sometimes it's better one way, sometimes it's better the other way. The smart TV, it's not got an external keyboard, but there is one I can get on the screen, but it's a pain in the backside. So I connect my laptop up and use that. I've got a wireless keyboard and I've got a wireless mouse. See, so that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I've got 5 component parts that make up an easy way for me to navigate through internet stuff. I can read the Word of God on the big screen. It's fantastic. eSource, absolutely excellent on a big screen. If I want to watch a film, I can put on a movie. But I have to do that through the laptop. It's the best way, is through the laptop. So the functionality of the laptop, I can still watch a film on the TV, but I prefer it through the laptop. It functions better that way, for me personally. So each item, the smartphone, the laptop, and the TV, they can all do these things. But one device is better for certain things than another device is. Plus, with the smartphone, I can make phone calls. So I can't do that with the laptop or the TV. But they all function brilliantly to help my life. So now you think about the body of Christ. My foot is at the end of my leg. Right? So it's attached to the ankles. The ankles, the shin bone, and the calf. Right? The knee, you've got the thigh, you've got the mid part, then you've got the two torso, and the arms and shoulders.
Hang on, sorry, because I'm expecting you to break into song now.
Yeah.
Knee bone connected to the thigh bone. Sorry.
I was speaking the same thing.
I almost did, but I thought, well, better not.
No.
We've got to be serious.
Yeah.
So, but no, I just, it's just great, this analogy.
Yeah.
With the technology we got today, God was just using that to show me the illustration of the human body,
to show me
the illustration of the body of Christ exactly as God sees it. And Paul describes the human body. I can't say to the, I can't remember how he says it, right? But the eye can't say to the ear, I don't need you. The ear is for hearing, the eye is for seeing, right? It's two different parts, but they function. When the eye's not trying to hear anything, your eye's working perfectly. When the ear isn't trying to see, you're not trying to use your ears to see, you close your eyes and use your ears to see, it ain't going to work. Because it's not designed for that. But it's designed where it is, exactly for the specific job it's got to do. And when you've got both working together, perfect. Do you know what I mean? If you take one off, if I cut my ear off, isn't it? That's going to hurt my whole body. Mm. I'm going to feel it all the way down to my toes. It's going to have such an impact on me that somewhere along the line, I'm going to feel the pain there, and the pain's going to travel down through it, and the nerves are going to be affected all the way through my body. So if one person doubts themselves in the body of Christ, they're not going to function. And really, each person is so important to God that they have a function that's so important and valuable. Amen. You think you haven't, you're neglecting yourself. And I've neglected myself before, but thank God he showed me what he showed me so that I don't have to neglect myself and think little of myself, even though I don't think anything of myself either, because I'm nothing. As in God and Jesus Christ are everything. Without them, I am nothing, literally. Yeah. But when I'm functioning, when I'm focusing, and I'm asking, Father, what's my function? What do you want me doing? And God has shown me what my function is anyway. But then, if there's lack somewhere in the body of Christ, he could move somebody over to cover that lack as well. It may not be their main function, but they can still cover for it. Just like if my TV breaks up, if my TV television packs up, I can still use the laptop to cover for it. Right? I can use that instead, or vice versa, the other way around. I can do it the other way around. So there's something on hand all the time. It just blows me away, the detail of it all. And it's the love that holds it all together. It really is, and the faith. But it's funny, God will show me about connection as well. I've got this connecting lead, right? Without this connection cable, I can't run the television through my laptop. Without Christ, we can't function. He's our connection. And the Holy Spirit is in each of us is that connection. and hence we are at the right hand of God, exalted. If we break from that, we're going under, we're going away from grace and back into either the systems of this world or the law. Either way, it's consequences, which is why we stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ made us free. When each person does that, then we've got the perfect media, perfect technology, perfect setup on everything. Your body function, the body of Christ functioning. And it's just crazy. But it's funny because the Torah doesn't look up and say, oh, I'm no good. It doesn't. The Torah doesn't speak. But it just does what it has to do, its natural job that it's designed for. And when each person's doing that same thing, guess what? When we go out on them streets as well, we're going to see miracles happening. And like Lawrence, I love what you were saying earlier when you described how Jesus Christ was moving. And it's right. It's right because the first time I learned about the power and authority we have in Jesus Christ's name, outside of praying, was when God started showing me in my living room scriptures in the Gospels. This is how Jesus Christ did it. And then I thought, of course. And his apostles, 12 apostles did it. So did the other disciples that he sent out. Mm. And after he ascended, they carried on those works. So it's not just for a select few. It's for everyone can do it.
Amen.
And I've always been convinced of that as well. So, yeah, God's just been showing me the whole 9-yard thing on that, which has really, really blessed me. And, you know, it's not down to how we feel either. Ignore the feelings part because it'll just pull you down. Yeah. It can just pull you down to peace. And Satan wants to sift us as we use those emotions and feelings because they're strong. Why don't you resist it by saying, no, it is written. I know who I am in Christ Jesus. Be transformed by the renewing of my mind. Joshua, arise and go. Go over this Jordan. Be strong and of a good courage. We remind ourselves these things, and that's when we do that, it's we change because we're renewing our mind to what the Word of God says. It's crazy. He showed me that as well, and then the love just flows. And you know, this driving instructor, we're developing a good kind of rapport with each other. I had him the other day. He's had the pains come back since I ministered healing to him. Freemason. And it keeps coming to my mind, he's not really given himself to God and Jesus Christ yet, because he's still going through these things and he's still thinking the way he thinks. And I keep making mistakes on my lessons, but it's all learning curves, isn't it? And he was saying to me about, well, why didn't you pray to God to help you to change? I said, I'll tell you what, I'll do a deal. I said, if I do that, then you pray to God in the name of Jesus Christ for your healing. I said, because like I said to you, he can answer you as much as he can me. I said, you can command it in Jesus Christ's name like I did as well. And he just stopped in his tracks. And he said, all right. I thought, uh-oh, I got some praying to do. Some serious believing to do. But I can't wait to see him again, because it's just going to be great.
Yeah.
And then just to top it all off, so I got this nice TV. And I've been struggling for a stand to put it on. And I keep having to shift it around. And I said to God, Lord, I need a television stand. Thinking, should I be asking this? And I thought, well, yeah, heck, why not? You know, I didn't have the money to go out and buy one. And I'm thinking, well, I need it about this size, by this size, by this size. I'd actually pretty much measured it up. That was only about 3 days ago, I think.
I'm going to put the picture on Skype now, so they can see what you've got.
Yeah. I was at work and I came home at a certain time for a lunch break. And I thought, should I? I need to do a bit more work. Now I need food. Okay. So I'd gone off to get some food and I needed to go to my place, then to the shops. And when I come out the back entrance of my home, I'm in a lane. And the lane runs all the way up through past the backs of a lot of shops. And you've got flats all the way up as well. And sometimes there's a charity shop there, a second-hand shop that raises funds for people. And sometimes they put stuff out there if they can't sell it or if they don't want it. And sometimes people in the flats put stuff outside. So if you want it, you just pick it up and take it, basically. And we've got a load of building work going on. Anyway, I just walked up through the lane and right opposite this charity shop in one of the flats, and I couldn't tell where this had come from, but it, one or the other, was this television stand, three-tier, nice glass with stainless steel posts on it. You got a cable tie part on it in modern design. It looked brand spanking new, and it was just sat there looking at me, and I'm like, that's perfect. And this thought about get it on your way back from the shop, I just shoved that. I said, no, that won't be there if I do that. And so I just picked it up and walked straight back in with it. just 30 seconds walk from my door, and I thought, I am saying to God, how did you do that?
Do you know what? Brand crazy. New, they range between £80 and £120.
Depends on what size you get, yeah. Some of them are a bit cheaper, but I was trying to find out the exact model. And do you know what? I could not find that exact model brand new online at all, anywhere. I found one second hand, somebody was selling for £20, which is dirt cheap anyway.
But you got yours for free.
Yeah, I reckon it would start in the range of £50 to £80 for one of them. Looking at the prices online, and I was gobsmacked. I said to God, you must have got an angel to just put that there or something. It's just mind blowing. People go through that lane all the time. And it was just there right at the time I happened to be walking along, so...
Awesome.
Praise God.
Praise God, yeah. Definitely praise God.
Thank you, Jason. That's really good. Yeah,
I'm sorry to take so long.
The TV stand's quite nice, actually. You showed me some picture. I just put it in the chat. But what was coming to my mind, guys, especially the European guys, we got Kim Hailey, which is England, me and Jason and Kim. We got Frank... and we got Annie, and we got Pedro, and we got Anna. And I was thinking maybe sometime next year, maybe March or April, maybe us guys should meet up somewhere in one of the countries and get together. I mean, it's something that we can pray for. And it just comes to my heart just to mention this now. So it'd be really great to build the vision. I know that God really wants us to move. And maybe that was just a nudge from God to maybe start praying for these things and start to see the things build again. So I'll leave that with you and in your prayers. And if anyone desires to host, we can come to you, or you can come over here to us, whatever the need is. And it can happen.
Yeah.
What do you think about that, you European guys?
You're welcome, Lorenz.
You're welcome. Lorenz.
Bless your heart. And the same for you. You guys are welcome here.
Thank you.
You can come, Chrissy, too, if you want to come. What we can do, we can just pray. And if God puts anything on your heart, just let us know on the Skype fellowships or beforehand. And we can pray. I think it's really great that we can meet. And don't forget, there's other places as well. We've got Norway, the believers in Norway and Germany. And there's believers in Finland also. So if any one of those desire also, we can do a European meeting together. No one being the boss, but just get together and just work together. And
fellowship.
And fellowship. Because like going to America really showed me the importance of the fellowship. We need each other for sure. And who's that? Marie. Maria. God bless you, Maria. Welcome. That's a nice picture of you and your daughter.
Thank you. Hi.
Hi. Is there anything you wanted to share, Maria?
I had lost the call before.
Okay.
I just wanted to say hi.
Bless your heart. Well, thank you for joining us.
Hi, Marie.
God bless. We were just saying how great it was to meet at, in New York, and it was great to meet you also face to face. That was a real blessing to us. And so we, you know, we're coming back again. We don't know when, don't know where, don't know when. As the old song says.
Nice to see you.
Okay, so what we're going to do now, I'm going to hand this over to Kim, and then after Kim, we'll have prayers and manifestations. So